Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Tequila Shots, and I am Ashwin Men. Today we're going to talk about something that marked my entry into my midlife crisis stage, my Harley Davidson 48. Now, if you are about the legal age for biking in your country and you are wondering, hey, should I get the Harley Davidson 48? Then this episode is for you. Now, typically when you think of Harleys, you think about Arnold Schwarzenegger on the Fat Boy, a la Terminator 2. But the reality of the matter is that Harley comes in all shapes and sizes, depending on what your type of riding is, what you want to do on the weekend, where you want to go. So depending on this, it's got a broad range, you know, from the streets, which is more for in-city riding, to the sportsters, to the cruisers, the softails, Dyna, so on and so forth. But today we're going to focus on the sportster category and specifically the Harley Davidson 48. Now, the Harley Davidson 48 is certainly a looker. In my opinion, and not being biased, it is definitely in the top three of the best looking bikes Harley has ever built. It's not ridiculously oversized. You will not be called a pretentious old man if you ride a Harley 48 in the city. It is right sized. It's absolutely right sized. It is going to set you back by roughly around 14 lakhs on road, that is. On the site, as well as the showroom, its price ex-showroom is about 10.6 lakhs. But the fact of the matter is, Harley doesn't give you all the accessories to make the bike street legal. P.S. This includes sari guards. Of course, you can choose to not take the sari guard. But after getting out your Harley 48 Sportster with the minimum modifications required to make it street legal, as well as a little extra like that side mounted number plate and all, it's going to cost you somewhere in the category of 14 to 15 lakhs. Of course, add another lakh 20 if you're going to go for stage one upgrades. That's the air filter, spark plugs, and your choice of exhaust system. Now, why go for the 48? Other than the fact that it's got this absolutely legendary bulldog stance and that you will be riding on a piece of history, because that peanut tank, now this is the most ridiculous part about the 48. The tank capacity is just around 8 liters. It will get you to 170 odd kilometers in one go, but it's way too small. But here's the thing, you can swap out the iconic peanut tank for a more sensible tank from, for example, the Iron 883, but there's a high chance you won't do it if you are like me, because this bike just looks beautiful with that peanut tank. It's called the Harley Davidson 48 because this iconic peanut tank was first made and delivered on Harley sometime around 1948. Now, the first thing that's going to immediately leap out at you when you look at this bike is, oh my god, this looks like a monster, right? It's got one of the fattest front wheels in the entire Harley range. It's got this thick 49 millimeter forks with cartridge damping. It does have an Evolution 1200cc air-cooled engine. And talking about air cooling, that is one thing that's going to irritate you if you ride a Harley in the city in India. India, unless you are generally living in some kind of a hilly area or a very cold area, India is sufficiently warm. Add to that 1200cc power plant, V-twins, it is going to cook your legs. It's not all bad news. As soon as you get moving, that sense of magma around your legs goes away. Now, the 48 has these beautiful split 9-spoke cast aluminium wheels. I know this sounds like something that you may not think is a big deal, but it really caught my eye. The Harley Davidson 48 Sportster is a looker. No two ways around it. It is absolutely a looker. It does have this, the stock exhausts look beautiful. There's a black staggered kind of tapered exhaust, and the only problem is Harleys, unless you change the exhaust system to a Vamson Hines or a Screaming Eagle, the standard Harley sounds like a very loud sewing machine. You know, the electric sewing machine, that kind of sound. That's the sound it kind of makes. Now, my issue, I mean, I have not changed the stock exhausts simply because it goes so well with the design aesthetic of the bike that I didn't have the heart to change it at all. Just didn't. This is a heavy bike. This is 247 kilos. I mean, the bike itself and a little bit more when you sit on it, obviously. But I mean, to be honest, for the torque that this monster creates, you don't feel the weight at all unless you are at really low speed. So you're like standing still, you're trying to lift a fallen bike. You don't really get to know that this is a 250 odd kilo bike. Now, here's the thing. The Harley Davidson range itself is instant celebrity. If you ride a Harley Davidson, yeah, people are going to look at you on the road for two things. Either they're going to be, you know, machine purists. They're going to look at the 48 and think, wow, that's a gorgeous, gorgeous near naked bike. I mean, when you really look at the 48, it doesn't have too much bells and whistles, right? It doesn't have too much cladding. It's almost naked. You can see the big, beautiful engine, and there's a little bit of cladding, but not much. It looks like man and machine. I mean, that's it. It's gorgeous. It looked fantastic. And of course, these people will start asking you questions like, how much mileage do you get? I mean, why is the tank so small, etc., etc. But that's the appreciative group of people. Then, of course, you also have here in India, you get our chachas who are like, ye kaun chalata hai? Who spends that kind of money on a bike? You could have put that as a down payment for a new house. Yes, uncle, we know. Okay, boomer. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, this vehicle doesn't run on fuel. It runs on passion. You don't own a Harley Davidson because it's a sensible vehicle. By no stretch is the Harley 48 a sensible bike in the city. You own it because it's a feeling. That's the only way I can explain this to you. Those thick tires have gotten me over such disastrous potholes and such stealth kind of speed breakers without letting me fall. I kind of feel like the 48 takes care of me on the road. Those fat tires help to regain stability rather fast. It does come with ABS. It's a little bit of ABS is a little aggressive for my liking, but hey, it's life-saving. There are a couple of times when I should have skid out and the ABS kicked in a little early, but you know, saved my skin. So I'm not going to complain about the ABS on these bikes at all. Now, keep in mind the Harley 48 also comes as the 48 Special that comes with a slight mid-sized 8 bars and the iconic painting on the tank. But frankly, not much else is different. It's blacked out, but hey, me personally, I like the 48, the base 48, not the Special. Now, let me put it like this. This is a bike that will easily take you to 180 kilometers an hour on our highways, and you feel confident on this bike. You feel like Thor. You feel like a thundering god on this bike. More importantly, this bike, for those of you who have seen images of the 48, it's a bad boy. It's a bad boy brawler kind of thing, and you'll understand why I said it has that iconic bulldog stance. It just looks ready to rumble. And it's absolutely bare bones. This is for when a man or a woman wants to get on the highway, feel the wind whipping around them as you're reaching those killer speeds that it can reach, and yet feel a deep sense of calm. Riding a bike is meditation, but that's a whole other episode. But here's the thing, should you spend that 15 odd lakhs on getting the Harley Davidson 48? From me, it's a resounding yes. It is American muscle. I did expect the Harley Davidson to cost me a lot in maintenance, but I was very, very surprised. It did not. It was relatively easy to maintain. It's going to set you back by about 7,000 rupees a year, but that's not much. I mean, and that's also considering that you won't ride it like a maniac, right? But it's not as expensive to maintain as one might think. And also, talk to your dealer. there are many financing options that can get you the 48 for as little as 12,000 rupees per month as your EMI, right? So it's not unreachable, it's quite reachable. For the money you're spending, you're getting a gorgeous bike and you will definitely turn heads. I have never taken this bike out in Bangalore without getting people taking photographs of it, and this kind of irritates me. I don't mind people taking photographs of it. I hate it when people sit on my bike and take photographs on of them being on my bike. But riding this bike in India, at least, and I can confirm this in Bangalore, riding this in Bangalore grants you instant celebrity. You will turn heads for good reasons, negative reasons. Negative reasons will be if you have put incredibly obnoxious, super loud exhausts. Don't do that. You already ride a fantastic bike. You don't need to literally grab people's attention. The bike does it for you. More importantly, the hog community. Now, I can't stress this enough. Part of the joy of owning a Harley Davidson is your hog group. So, for example, the Bison chapter for Harley Davidson in Koramangala. It is a fantastic group of people. It's a shared passion out on those roads. It's a beautiful, wonderful sense of brotherhood, of sense of belonging, and the locations the Harley Davidson chapter manager kind of maps out for you, sets up for you pretty much every Sunday. It's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. And the same boring roads that you have traversed in your car look spectacular on a bike. Someone said this, and I'm going to state this to end this episode. Four wheels move the body, two wheels move the soul. And I don't think that has been more true in the case of any bike as compared to the Harley Davidson 48 Sportster. So head out to your nearest Harley Davidson showroom, take this monster out for a quick spin, and you'll understand why 2 years down I'm still as much in love with it as the first time I saw it.